Well, here we've got some starlings very far away. And wood pigeons, which is not anymore restricted to woodland areas, but which is what we call now a generalist species. That means that populations are distributed among any kind of habitat, whether it's wooded or open field or cities. We can hear some blue tits. It's a call again. It's here we've got a blackbird. The song of the blackbird, which is probably one of the most beautiful songs of European birds. Fluted, like a flute, you know, with rolls. It's quite melancholic. And it's even nicer than the nightingale. Nightingale sometimes just sounds like a video game, which does not the blackbird.
Spring is here in Paris, and we're in the botanical gardens. I'm here with Grégoire Louis. Grégoire, you're an ornithologist.
This is quite a natural area with a lot of rock. And so we have some birds that we would find in the woodlands, like the tree creeper, which is common here, long-tailed tit, and even woodpeckers.
Woodpeckers?
Yes, like the green one, which is very rare in Paris, and sometimes it's heard here. Now we are the ring-necked parakeet, which is beginning to be very common in Paris. Nice green bird coming from the tropics for our pleasure and establishing itself naturally.
So we have quite a lot of bird life here in Paris. You've just mentioned some of them, Grégoire, but you've contributed to a report which is rather alarming, that in fact the number of birds has reduced by an average of about 30% over the last 15 years. Just tell us a bit more about your findings and what birds are concerned.
What we do is we just update every year what is called in UK the breeding bird survey. So it's just systematic counts which are run every spring by bird watchers in a very standardized way. And when we make that assessment every year, we distribute the populations among woodland species, urban species, and open field species. And what we could see is that while woodland species are rather stable, with minus 3% only, open field species lost a third of their population on average.
What are some of these open field species?
Skylark, yellow bunting, corn bunting, turtle dove, and turtle dove has almost vanished from surroundings of Paris, in the countryside, I mean, in the open field. Linnets, for example, which were very abundant and common in the countryside, in the wider countryside, just vanished.
You've described this as a catastrophe.
It's really bad, and there is a real collapse. So we feel that we have a duty to say something is really happening there.
Who or what is to blame, Grégoire, for this dramatic decline in the number of some birds?
Obviously, we don't want to blame anyone. It's not somebody to be blamed, it's a system which is to be blamed.
What are the factors then involved?
Yeah, because we see that pattern only for open fields and not in woodlands, we believe that it's the practices, human activities on open fields. And human activities on open fields is agriculture mainly. And we believe so that agriculture as a system is to be blamed. That means that if we push farmers to produce more and more, if we don't pay them for the possible action that they have on maintaining biodiversity, we, of course, push them to adopt some practices which are very bad for nature.
Such as using pesticides?
Yeah, pesticides, well, especially new generation of pesticides, which are neonicotinoids, are very much to be blamed, and they're just neurotic disturbers.
Yeah, it's like with the bees, for example.
Exactly. It's exactly the same family, like with the bees, but like also with fipronil that we use on our cats and our dogs. Colleagues which are working on game fair, they just could conclude that you have a direct mortality on game fair with neonicotinoids.
What is exactly the connection between pesticides and birds dying? What is the connection?
Birds are depending, even the birds that are granivorous, eating corns and things like that, during fledging they are depending on insects. So birds are just simply not eating the insects that died, and they cannot provide food to the fledglings, and they are starving. Something which is really typical is that now we are talking about skylark, buntings and birds which are mainly granivorous, but strictly insectivorous birds already almost disappeared, especially those depending on large insects such as like the hoopoe, the shrikes, the little owl, and birds like this already vanished from our countryside. They used to be very common. But this was decades ago. And now we are just putting an alarm because even granivorous birds are vanishing.
And other possible explanations? It can't only be pesticides?
Of course, yes, of course. It's a multi-factor process, and we don't even know what is the relation between all those factors. I mean, when the policy about stopping jachère, which is...
Jachère means leaving fields fallow.
It's not longer mandatory, and together with this new family of pesticides and together with trying to produce a lot of corn because the rise of the prices...
Yeah, the increase in price of
exactly.
corn.
Exactly. So it's really multifactor, and that's why we say it's a system as a whole. And abandoning this kind of pesticides might not be enough. We have to change many things. And that's why we want to raise an alarm, but we don't want to put... all the pressure on farmers. The pressure is also on policymakers. The pressure should be on the market too. We want to distribute that pressure.
Grégoire Louis, is there a country in Europe where the bird population is doing better?
Yes, there are some countries in Europe where birds population are doing better, but I'm not sure that it's on purpose. I mean, it's the countries like Romania or Bulgaria where the agriculture suffers from lack of means. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not so intensive.
That's it.
Are there any birds that are doing better, Grégoire?
Large birds. Large birds are doing really good. We suspended systematic destruction of large birds in France in 1976. And before that, there were only one colony of 300 grey herons in France at Nantes, in Lac de Grandlieu. And now it's all over the country. So raptors and herons and egrets, etc., storks are doing very well.
And I mean, why?
Because they were very limited by systematic destruction, and we did stop that pressure. So they just rose. Now they are just recovering from something that was almost an extinction for the peregrine falcon, grey heron, whatever.
Why should we care, Grégoire, whether birds are dying or not?
I could reply something quite poetic, like we care because skylark song is very nice in spring on the open field.
It is
indeed. But we don't have any more, for example, the song of the turtle dove. And I mean, the new generation, they won't miss it because they never knew it. It's not this. It's really a biological problem and a human health problem. Birds are just what we see from the iceberg, okay? And it means if birds disappeared, it means that the whole living community disappears because we are just poisoning it. And that means that what will be the next agriculture if we have some sterile ground, okay?
In the ground.
Yes. And a lifeless environment. Soil and pollinators are still needed. So I know that they said that they were building drones to pollinate or using labor to pollinate rather than insects. But the alarm is because we're just building an environment which is lifeless. I mean, it's, nature will keep living, but humanity, I'm not sure.
While expressing his shame over the loss of birds in France, Environment Minister Nicolas Hulot has yet to come up with measures to stop the decline. He tweeted that everybody had a role to play in reducing the use of pesticides, and he promised a biodiversity plan in the coming weeks. Under France's 2016 biodiversity law, neonicotinoids are to be banned by 2020. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.